The present is the moment of power. It is the only time when you can make a decision, and it is the only time when you can take action. You cannot go into the past or jump into the future and make a decision. You cannot go into the past or into the future to take action. You can only do these things now.
Hi, I'm Barb Nangle. I want to welcome you to my podcast, Fragmented to Whole: Life Lessons from 12-Step Recovery, where I help people heal their emotional, psychological, and spiritual wounds and make deep, lasting changes in their lives. I'm the founder and CEO of Higher Power Coaching and Consulting, LLC, where I coach people on how to develop healthy boundaries. On this podcast, I share my experience, strength, and hope from recovery. I don't support or endorse any particular 12-step recovery fellowship, and I don't claim to speak for any particular 12-step fellowship. I also don't believe that 12-step recovery is the only way to recover. You might need additional help. My hope is that you'll find my words concretely helpful in improving your life, whether you're in recovery or not. This is episode 167. Don't go to the hardware store for milk. I was having lunch recently with a friend and four of her friends that I'd never met. None of them are in recovery. And this friend was really agonizing over whether to leave her teaching job that is fucking killing her. Her teenage daughter and everybody she knows says, just fucking leave. And the reason that she's torn is because she truly loves teaching. It's just this position at this school under this administration that's been hell. Oh, and let's not forget the pandemic. As we were talking in the group, I said, listen, we have this saying in recovery, and it's this: don't go to the hardware store for milk. Now, it's fairly obvious when we say don't go to the hardware store for milk that you don't go to the hardware store for milk because they don't sell milk at the hardware store. They sell hardware. And they're never going to sell milk. You go to the milk store for milk. And that makes total sense when we're talking about milk and hardware. When it comes to people, which is what we're mostly talking about in recovery when we use that saying, we want people who are incapable of being loving, caring, and nurturing to suddenly turn into loving, caring, and nurturing people. And we keep going back to these people as if they are hardware stores that don't sell milk. And we're like, please love me, please nurture me, please blah, 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 whatever it is. But there are other things besides people that were essentially, quote, going to the hardware store for milk. And this woman's teaching job is a perfect example. And so this is what she said to me after I said, don't go to the hardware store for milk. She said, but they used to sell milk at the hardware store. In other words, her job used to be fulfilling. She used to feel respected and that she was making a contribution. She used to feel like and be treated like a professional. And she used to have a collegial environment, but not anymore. And I was like, okay, yeah, maybe they did used to sell milk at the hardware store, but they don't sell milk at the hardware store today. And today is the day you're at the hardware store. So go to another store. And then she said, but maybe they'll sell milk at the hardware store again someday. And I was like, you're right. It is possible that someday they might sell milk at the hardware store again. But the reality is they're not selling milk at the hardware store today. And today is the day you need milk. This is one of the many reasons why we focus on one day at a time in recovery. I have another episode on that. I'll leave that in the show notes. And that day that we focus on one day at a time, by the way, is today. Not tomorrow and not yesterday. It's today. Today is the day we're at the hardware store and they're not selling milk. Focusing on today helps us to get present and to pay attention to what is happening now in the present moment. One of the reasons why we develop all of these addictions and compulsions and obsessions is to get out of the present moment. But here's the thing, people. The present is the moment of power. It is the only time when you can make a decision, and it is the only time when you can take action. You cannot go into the past or jump into the future and make a decision.
You cannot go into the past or into the future to take action. You can only do these things now. So if there's a situation that you keep wanting to be different, whether it's a work situation, a relationship with a person, a neighborhood you live in, a building that you want to be different, a canal that you wanted to be different, if there is any situation or person you're dealing with that is not the way you want it, and you keep banging your head against the wall saying, why don't they sell milk at the hardware store? Well, dear listener, that's because the hardware store doesn't sell milk. It sells hardware. So what is your hardware store that is not selling milk? I'd love to hear from you. Drop me an email, barb@higherpowercc.com, or DM me on Instagram @higherpowercoaching. I'd love to hear, what is the milk that you're looking for at the hardware store, and what are you going to do about it? If you're ready to finally have an enjoyable, relaxing summer doing things you really want to do, instead of always following other people's agendas, I have some openings for private clients right now. If you are really tired of saying yes to things you really don't want to do and being overly accommodating to others, this is for you. It's time to start accommodating yourself. Maybe you're dissatisfied with your relationships and overwhelmed with all kinds of difficult feelings because of your interactions with others. If you'd like to get your life in order before the summer hits, go to barbchat.net and sign up for a free 30-minute call with me about my private coaching so we can get started right away. That way, you'll be done by summer. This is for people who are finally ready to make deep, lasting changes in their relationship patterns, including their relationships with themselves, their partners, family, friends, and colleagues. Go to barbchat.net. If you like this podcast, and I'm guessing you did, or you wouldn't still be listening, then you're gonna love the other things I have to offer. If you'd love pre-release podcast scripts and episodes before anyone else gets them, or if you'd love access to content from my private vault that I developed exclusively for my private clients, which is like having a work session with me without me actually being there, go to patreon.com/higherpowercoaching. There are three tiers ranging from as low as $4 up to $24 a month. You'll also love my weekly newsletter, Friday Fragments, which has content very similar to the podcast. You can check it out at fridayfragments.news. That's fridayfragments.news. Please like and subscribe to my podcast on your favorite podcast outlet. I'd also love it if you'd leave a review, which you can do either in the show notes or on Apple Podcasts. It really helps other people find my podcast so they can get the benefits you've gotten from listening. If someone came to mind when you listened to this particular episode, please share it with them. And my favorite place to hang out on social media is Instagram. I'm at Higher Power Coaching. Please DM me there. I'd love to hear what you got from this episode. I run group and private coaching programs on building healthy boundaries. Whether you need help with boundaries in your personal, professional, or romantic life, I can help. Head on over to barbchat.net, where you can hop onto my calendar for a free 30-minute Better Boundaries consultation. My ideal client is someone who is ripe for change. If that's you, I would love to work with you. My goal with all my work is to help you make lasting changes in your life like I've made deep, lasting changes in my life. Remember, it's never too late to recover. No one is beyond hope, and healing is possible. Thanks for listening.